Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley. I'm the author of the Encyclopedia of Magic and Alchemy and many other books on the paranormal. You're listening to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
How I hate to be late, hurts my motor to go so, so damn. This traffic jam, time again, oh my, so I'll be cold, damn. This traffic jam.
Well, thank you, James Taylor, talking about traffic jams there. James Taylor is my daughter's favorite singer. Well, our next guest is Tiffany James, special assistant to the executive director of the Parking Authority of Baltimore City. Now, if you've been confused by the new sideways street parking in places like Harbor East and Hamden, or if you've wondered about those new zip car stations appearing around town, then you have noticed some of the greening initiatives of the Parking Authority of Baltimore. You might be surprised just how many different approaches the people in charge of city parking in Baltimore are taking to lessen our impact on the coming climate changes. Check out their alternative transportation link on their website, which is posted on the front page of 21stcenturyradio.com for all the exciting details. Welcome to 21st Century Radio, Tiffany James.
Hi, how are you?
What a great name, Tiffany. Do you own all the silver in the world that's now $28 an ounce?
Oh, I wish.
Boy, I'll tell you, dear Tiffany, silver has gone, I mean, from the end of summer where it was $17, $10 already. Wow.
Oh, is
well,
that right?
Yeah, so buy every piece of silver you can. Now,
okay.
as I mentioned, the Parking Authority of Baltimore has quite an impressive array of green programs underway, and I want to touch on all of them, but I am most intrigued by this new concept of car sharing or zip car, so I'd like to start there. So please tell us who or what is a zip car and what are they doing in Baltimore?
Well, a zip car is car sharing is a concept that actually has been around for quite a while. It started in Europe. It moved over to North America about 10 years ago. And the concept is that not everyone needs to own a car full-time. There's a lot of high costs associated with purchasing a car. And for a lot of us, we have found that we can take alternative forms of transportation, including walking, biking, public transportation, and then save the times when we actually have to drive for just an occasional use and use a car sharing organization such as Zipcar. Zipcars are located throughout a city, or a lot of college campuses have them, where they're conveniently located to where you live or work, but you don't have to own them. You can just sort of buy a membership to belong to this car sharing organization for a $25 application fee in the instance of Zipcar, and then a $60 annual fee, and then you just pay for the time that you use it. And what's included with that is it's parking in its home spot, and then also the car itself, and then the insurance, maintenance, and gas.
That sounds terrific. So there were 20 on-street vehicles on June 29, 2010, and you've added 10?
They've added 10. I can't keep up with them. They keep me busy.
Yeah, I bet. Well, they should. That's your... If everyone gave me you busy, you wouldn't have a job, sweetheart.
Well, yeah. Well, that's true. it's not the only thing I do, but it's keeping me busy.
What neighborhoods are they in?
They are in the Central Business District, Mount Vernon, Harbor East, West Side, Sharpleddon Hall, which is very close to Federal Hill, and Little Italy.
Okay.
And there's also 18 vehicles on the Johns Hopkins Homewood Campus.
Good going. Way to go. This is just terrific. It really is. Now, what is car sharing and how does it work? I know you mentioned it's $25 for the application fee and $60
yep.
annual membership, and that takes care of... Could you repeat that again? Because
sure.
it's hard to believe.
When you join Zipcar, you can go to www.zipcar.com, become a member, and What you do when you apply is you pay a $25 application fee, and that covers the driver's license check.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you become, you don't need to have a spotless record, but you do need to have a relatively clean driving record and have your driver's license for 1 year in order to become a member. And then it's a $60 annual fee that covers the insurance.
Boy,
and then,
that's a lot more affordable than the ways we have it today, I'll tell
you. Yes, yes. And with gas and insurance and maintenance all involved, it's just affordable.
What kind of cars do you have? You have these old broken down 1927 variety cars, hey?
No, they are very slick. We have Mini Coopers in Baltimore. We've got BMWs, Volvos, a couple of smart cars, pickup trucks.
Two.
So if you have to do some yard work and throw some tree branches, or you have to move a mattress or get bookshelves at IKEA, you can you can rent a pickup truck if that's not a car that you want to own all the time, but every once in a while you need a pickup truck, you can join Zipcar.
So, but the use of the vehicles is paid for by the hour. Is that right? Starting at $7 an hour.
$7 an hour. Yep.
And the price includes, I just want to make sure, insurance, maintenance, and parking. It's home, parking space, and gas.
Yes. Now, we can't cover your parking when you're using the Zipcar, but you don't have to... worry about the parking and its home spot. Every Zipcar has a name, and every Zipcar has a home. So as long as, you just go to that home space to pick up your car, and you return it to the same space.
All right. What's to stop some creep who decides that, because we got creeps.
We do.
No, they say, hey, well, I'm going to take this car, and I'm going to go across the country here.
Because the keys are inside the car. They're bolted to a little zip line right to the steering column. And the way that they don't lose cars is through this zip card that once you become a member, they mail you a card that has, technology built inside so that it knows that you're a member in good standing and you have made a reservation for that car. So you hold up your card to the onboard technology behind the windshield. You hold it over until you hear the doors unlock, and then you can open the doors and get inside and drive to where you need to go and bring it back. Hold the card back over that windshield and until they lock, and then the car will not drive unless that has been activated.
Well, I'm glad you solved that problem because they'd all be going across the country and up down
in
Mexico.
You'd wonder, especially because they're in New York, they're in L.A., they're in D.C.,
they borrow, tell me to borrow your BMW.
Yeah.
28 there for a little while. Now, this is really important. It really is. I know so happy about this. This is makes, our interest, of course, has been in biodiesel, and that's just one method. And we're spending, as a matter of fact, we just opened up the second pump out Meriwether Post Pavilion.
Is that right?
Yes, we did, with the Baltimore Biodiesel folks. And thank heavens, thank you, Willie Nelson, for making sure that we worked with him a little bit there on making sure that all other rock and rollers start considering using in their buses. And one of these days, you know who you sound like? This is the truth. Your voice sounds just like Janie Hendrix, Jimi Hendrix's sister.
Really?
Whom we just spent a day or so with the other day.
Oh.
And it doesn't it? My producer, doesn't she? Yeah, she does. You sound exactly like Janie. And I thought that maybe Janie had called and gotten to play. Oh, I'm serious. But anyway, she was on, last week? Yes, she was on our show last week. Now, here's the real thing. How does car sharing lessen our collective impact on our coming climate changes? We had a newspaper story, someone wrote in the Sun paper with some kind of editorial on, let's not focus on climate change. My God. We had 8 years of that, not focusing on that, and it has put us in such a terrible situation. But how does car sharing lessen our collective impact on our coming climate change? And what kind of people are likely to use Zipcars?
Okay. So the people who are likely to use zip cars are people who walk a lot, who want to ride their bike more, who want to take public transportation for most of their trips, and then just use Zipcar when they absolutely have to drive. Mm-hmm. I'm a Zipcar member, and we have one car for five family members. I leave the car at home, and then I take the bus or the light rail, or a lot of times I've been bicycling because the weather is a little cooler now. I didn't like to do it in the summer, but so that lets my family save money on our car payment and all of that good business, and then it also reduces our impact on the environment because I'm not driving every day.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
As a parking authority employee, I can get either a parking pass or a bus pass, mm-hmm. but I choose to have a bus pass, and that helps reduce the number of vehicles that are on the road. One zip car can reduce 15 to 20 personally owned vehicles.
Wow. That's
so that's why we're doing it, because we want to solve, we want to help some neighborhoods, or all the neighborhoods who are interested, but we see that there are some neighborhoods in Baltimore where we don't have a tool in our regular toolbox. You know, we can't build parking garages in, you know, every single neighborhood. That's not a wise use of land.
It's
not a wise use of city taxpayer dollars. So this is a way that we are able to help make put less pressure on those on-street spaces, because with row homes being, you know, 20 feet wide or 15 feet wide in some neighborhoods, and the average car length, you know, when you put single space meters up, we put them 20, 22 feet apart. So that's, you know, you do the math. There's just not enough for everyone or even two people, which is the case in a lot of places, to have, you know, to be parking on the street. So this is the way that we are helping reduce the parking demand.
Yeah, this is, you know, and that's why it's so important. Less land and public money is spent on parking infrastructure. And boy, you know, remember those songs back in the early 60s when they start talking about the tear down all the trees and put up a parking lot? I mean, and you see this still going on. You know, they don't tear down the other buildings that have been abandoned. They decide that they're going to start a new one somewhere else, and that doesn't help at all. So it reduces congestion and emissions. They're more fuel efficient, these cars especially. We get 25 miles per gallon, I understand, and they're usually just 3 years old or less. Boy.
Right.
My
right.
cars are like 20-some years old.
Well, we got to get you to join.
Well, I would if I need to, but out here, I don't drive. I don't go out very much. That's mainly because I'm writing books, and that's my life right now.
Okay.
So we got to take our break here, our final break of the hour, with Tiffany James from Baltimore's Parking Authority here to tell us about zip cars and their other greening efforts. Don't pay attention to those little stories there on the Sun paper saying, don't worry about climate change. It ain't going to go away, friends. It really ain't. We've got to do something about it now. We should have done a lot more about it, but this is one way to do something. Now, click their link on the front page of 21stCenturyRadio.com for more information. Next week on 21st Century Radio, dimensions of consciousness, increasing intelligence, mind and brain chemistry, and intentionality will be the subjects of exploration Sunday night at 8, 21st Century Radio, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Renee Brooks Katakalos, publisher and editor of Edible Chesapeake, and you're listening to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
Out of the free and the home of the brave. Are they still going? Yes, it's still going on there. Welcome back to 21st Century Radio, and they're playing car horns here. Tiffany James is our guest from Baltimore's Parking Authority here to tell us about zip cars, which we told you about, and their other greening efforts, which we're going to touch on right now. click their link on the front page of 21stCenturyRadio.com for more information. Now, Tiffany, let's talk about some of the other green parking plans. What is the hybrid vehicle program?
Okay, the hybrid vehicle program is for monthly contract holders at one of our 13 parking garages throughout the city. If you have a hybrid vehicle that gets 30 miles per gallon or better, and there is space available at one of those garages, you can get priority parking and half off the regular monthly contract rate.
Holy cow, that's great. How in the world did you arrange this?
Well, you know, we just think it's important for people to drive these vehicles that get better gas mileage and better emissions, and we wanted to make it just that much easier for people to decide to buy a hybrid vehicle.
Yeah, well, General Motors told us you can't possibly get that kind of mileage, you know? All kinds of other cars in Europe are getting 40 and 50, I don't know, but we can't do that. Now, tell us about the carpooling program.
Well, the carpooling is similar, where you can get a priority parking space, and what I mean by that is a parking space that's near the entrance or the exit. It's not a reserved space for your particular vehicle, but it is reserved for other monthly contract holders who have signed up with the hybrid or the carpooling program. And then you get a free access card for your carpooling buddy.
What is bicycle parking?
Well, we have a couple of different ways that we are trying to make it easier for bicyclists to come to the city and park their vehicles. As we've replaced a lot of the single-space meters with the multi-space meters, those easy park meters, a lot of cities have lost a lot of their bicycle parking because bicyclists park their bikes up against the old single-space meters. Well, without having those in such numbers anymore, we decided to let the Department of Transportation put little toppers on the remaining poles so that bicyclists can still use those same meter posts like they did before.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are clever. Damn, you know. No, well, really, I mean, you're using what we have rather than just having to reinvent the entire wheel, so to speak, you know.
Yeah, we just sort of top it off the wheel instead of...
Yeah.
Yes, and then we also have inside many of our parking garages, and five of them, we have just the regular bike racks. Not all of our parking garages are real accessible by bicycle, but the ones where we can find safe spaces for bicycles to get to, we've installed bike racks, including the Penn Station.
By the way, dear, is there any movement in the area of, you know, what they do in Amsterdam and some other places in Europe, free bicycles, you know?
Bike sharing?
Bike sharing, yeah.
Yes, I think there is some interest in Baltimore to do that. They have that in D.C. and in Denver and I think Montreal. And we are exploring, not we, the parking authority is not, but the Department of Transportation, I think, is exploring that idea.
You have multi-space meters. How do multi-space meters help the environment?
Well, they help the environment by allowing more drivers to park on any particular block. They let about 15, you know, we've taken out those single space meters, so there's no delineated parking spaces anymore. And so however many cars can fit, and you know, people are driving much smaller vehicles than they used to. So it used to be, you know, you had, you know, a pickup truck would be taking up the entire space, but then you had a little Honda Civic, or now we have the subcompact vehicles. So if you just left the single space meters, you'd have all this unused space behind those smaller cars. Well, now you can have more flexibility in where you park, and more cars are going to be able to find parking spaces more quickly, which gets them off the road faster, which means less circling, means less double parking. It means less emissions going into the air because we're able to get more people parked quickly off the street.
What is the chip coin system?
Oh, the chip coin. Oh, and I forgot to say the multi-space meters are solar powered, so we're not using.
Well, I'm glad you got that in there. Yeah, I'm sure. but then what about this chip coin system?
The chip coin system, that's pretty exciting. Usually when you pull up to a parking garage, you drive up, you press a button, and out comes a little paper ticket. Well, at four of our parking authority garages, when you pull up, you press the button, and out comes like a little tiny chip, like a kind of like a chip that you get maybe in Las Vegas, like those tiny little quarter-sized.
Yeah, so you can go out and gamble with it, right?
Yeah, well, no. You can stick it in your pocket and bring it back, and the computer chip inside will tell the machine how long you've been there. So instead of throwing away this paper ticket at the end, these computer embedded computer chip embedded coins can just be reused over and over again. So it's a more sustainable system. It kills less trees, and it actually makes it easier for our equipment too. But we won't go into that as much.
The PABCs, is that the chip coin system?
No, that's the parking authority.
Oh, parking authority.
Parking authority, Baltimore City.
Okay.
So the Little Italy garage is what I also wanted to talk about, is the first parking garage in North America to use this equipment.
Oh, gosh. This is so good to hear, because the city really needs to do these things. And if we can do it well, other cities will do it well. You know.
That's right.
You know, and that's really the key in trying to convince people to be more conscious of these things, because our planet's in deep trouble. Even though some people think we can put it off for another 20 years, I doubt it. You also have some environmentally friendly garage cleaning programs. Who would ever have thought that was a way to save energy and decrease pollution? Could you tell us more about this?
Yes. Well, we use equipment that these scrubbers that vacuum up the water instead of letting the water filled with salt and petroleum and other chemicals just go into our stormwater system. These scrubbers vacuum it up, and then they're disposed of properly.
Wow. Jeez, oh, is the Baltimore City Parking Authority friendly to electric vehicles with convenient recharging stations?
We will be. We will be. In 2001, so early next year, we're going to be placing electric vehicle recharging stations at 8 of our garages, and this is made possible through a grant from the Maryland Energy Administration.
Well, we're going to give them a free trip to Bermuda for that, because this is just wonderful. It is. It makes such a big difference. You know, I'm so happy to see our city take the lead in these things. Because, you know, I was so excited, a lot of us were so excited back there in the early 90s when GM came out with an electric car. Then they dumped the electric car the Hummer. They bought the Hummer and destroyed all their electric cars. Yeah, and then they went bankrupt. Well, thank you. We're out of time, Tiffany. Oh. Thank you for joining us. I have learned a great deal, and this excites me a great deal more than that.
It was my pleasure.
It's our pleasure, dear. And by the way, friends, you can click on their link to the front page of 21st Century Radio. And this is Baltimore is growing up. Isn't this wonderful? Okay, see you next week on 21st Century Radio.
These are crazy days, but they make me shine. Time keeps rolling by. All around the world, you gotta spread the word. Tell them what you heard. We're gonna make a better day. And all around the world, you gotta spread the word.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore, and WCBM.com.